USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has confirmed the first of President Biden's cabinet picks, approving Avril Haines as the Director of National Intelligence. She becomes the first woman to hold that position, which was created following the attacks on September 11th. Haines was approved by an 84-10 vote. The Senate Finance Committee has scheduled a vote on Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen for Friday. She's also expected to be confirmed with bipartisan support. The Biden administration will pause some deportations for 100 days, according to a Department of Homeland Security memo. The order says some deportations will be paused in order to ensure a fair and effective immigration enforcement system focusing on protecting national security, border security, and public safety. The memo does add that the department will continue to enforce our immigration laws. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Following the inauguration ceremony, former Vice President Mike Pence headed home to Indiana. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Former Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are back home in Indiana.
It is great to be back home again.
They both grew emotional speaking to supporters on the tarmac in Columbus, just south of Indianapolis. The former Vice President reflecting upon leaving office.
Having spent time with Americans in virtually every state in the Union, I leave this position more impressed with the American people than when I started.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Amazon has sent a letter to the White House offering to help with vaccine distribution. Amazon CEO Dave Clark said the company is prepared to leverage their operations, technology, and expertise to help achieve President Biden's goal of administering 100 million vaccines in the first 100 days of his term. There has been so far no response from the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden signed a number of executive orders during his first hours in office. Among those signed Wednesday was a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders to rejoin the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Biden said his actions were just a starting point.
Some of the executive actions I'm going to be signing today are going to help change the course of the COVID crisis, and we're going to combat climate change in a way that we haven't done so far, and advance racial equity and support other underserved communities. We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points. We're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running rebuild the backbone of the country, no class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that. And I think some of the things we're going to be doing are bold and vital. And there's no time to start like today.
The president's plan to rejoin the Paris Accord has drawn calls for a Senate review of the treaty. Four Republican senators submitted a resolution saying the president should not be allowed to enter into an international treaty without Senate approval. And after a 17-year career in the NFL, Philip Rivers is hanging up his cleats. The prolific quarterback announced his retirement Wednesday after 16 years with the Chargers and spending the past season with the Colts. Rivers ranks fifth all-time with 63,440 passing yards and fifth all-time with 421 touchdown passes. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.